This is Ted Kennedy. President Reagan played politics, not Commander-in-Chief, when he vetoed the defense bill. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, it's a long, hot summer in Washington. Unfortunately, President Reagan wilted to the right-wing heat and let himself be pressured into vetoing the national defense bill. The White House is obviously desperate for an issue to help Vice President Bush get back into the presidential campaign, Al, but it's wrong to turn the bipartisan defense bill into a partisan political football. Part of the problem is that the Secretary of Defense was in Moscow and the Secretary of State was in Argentina. Two powerful cats were away, and the Vice President's pollster should never have been allowed to play. President Reagan has signed comparable defense bills year after year, Al. All of a sudden, he vetoes this one, pretending to be shocked that he didn't get more for Star Wars and MX missiles. That's no way to run the country, Al, and no way to run the campaign.
No campaign issue here. Ted, you're talking up a policy of arms capitulation, and it would make a real shambles of President Reagan's arms control policy. The bill you love makes drastic and damaging cuts in our nation's strategic defense systems. It ups the costs on special interest projects of powerful members of Congress and would leave the U.S. vulnerable without any mobile ICBM program. It places weapons limitations and test bans on the U.S. military, and we have no guarantee at all that the Soviet Union will follow any similar pattern. George Bush doesn't have to make this a campaign issue. Michael Dutakis has already announced his opposition to every single strategic weapon system we have. That says it all to me when it comes to our national security. The people will have him figured out by November 8th. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the Nicaraguan military buildup. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.